This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Wednesday, good morning and welcome. It is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. David Bomberger to the program. Doc, how are you? How have you been?
Hey, doing fine, Brian. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for asking. Let's talk a little bit about, before we get into sort of safety and precautions and how safe it is to go take care of your health. There's a lot of people walking around out there that don't even have a primary physician. What's the best place for them to start?
Well, at the Kidder Memorial, I mean, we have a physician helpline. So there's a number, if you just call DMH and ask for the find a doctor line, they can get established with a primary care physician. We have a number of internal medicine and family medicine doctors that are accepting new patients. So if you just call the main number at DMH and ask for the find a doctor line, they can help you with that. Also, the website for DMH has a good link also that'll put you in touch with the doctors that are accepting patients now.
Absolutely. All right. Let's talk about – I've read several studies where physicians and doctors have ranked sort of, mild to moderate to dangerous sort of things to do in life right now. And right up there at the top of the moderate level as far as being safe is visiting hospitals, yet a lot of people are still shying away from it.
Right. You know, I think that understandably people are a little concerned for a couple of reasons. Number one, you know, are they gonna run into other people that that potentially have the virus that they could get it? The other thing is, are they going to be bringing something into the hospital? Are the employees healthy? And so there's a lot of things that I think that people think about when they're thinking about trying to go into the hospital, especially if they're already healthy. They don't want to go in, have an elective procedure, and get sick. So I think one of the things that I do every day, and in fact it's required of every colleague at Memorial Health System, is we check in electronically every single morning and get a clearance to report to work. So every morning I check my temperature. I go on the Memorial Health System app on my phone, report my temperature, answer a few questions, and I'm cleared to work. And I have to do that every morning before I report to work. And every colleague at Memorial has to do that. So in terms of people worrying about getting something from employees, they should feel very assured that everybody coming in is being screened appropriately and making sure that they're healthy to be able to report to work and take care of patients.
Yeah, and safety's always been an issue, and you've been doing this for a while, but, I mean, it's never been safer than it is today.
I would agree with that, Brian. It's really kind of interesting. I mean, I think back, you know, I practiced for quite a few years, and we've always thought about infection control and the proper things that we do, and especially for patients that are in the hospital that have an infectious disease, we take extra precautions. But even now, it's with every single patient that I see, I'm taking extra precautions. Every time I get ready to go into an exam room, I'm sanitizing my hands. After I see my patient, I examine them, I wash my hands. And when I leave the examination room, I again sanitize my hands. I probably have used more sanitizer in the last 3 months than I probably have in my entire career. I think it's extremely safe right now. And I think that people should really feel pretty assured that when they go into the hospital and health environment, that they're going to be able to do that safely.
All right. Talk to me about the dangers of people staying at home when they need medical assistance, putting off procedures, putting off sort of maybe some warning signs and some symptoms. You know, that can be just as deadly as the virus.
That's probably in the health profession. That's one of our biggest concerns right now. We know that we needed to really step up the game and make sure that we're taking care of people as safely as we can. And so we put all these procedures in place. Now that we know that it's safe to get back in the water, so to speak, we really want to make sure that if people are having symptoms, if they're having problems, make sure you call, check in, and come in and get an exam. You know, the other thing that we're doing that has kind of helped with that, Brian, is that with this change and shift in healthcare and how we do things differently now, I've heard you talk about this with other people in different lines of business, but how we provide healthcare now has also changed so that we're doing more on the telehealth side. And so we can take a lot of visits over the phone or using audiovisual technology and interview patients that way and then make a decision. Do we need to bring this patient into the office or into the hospital to take care of their problem? Or is this something that we're able to actually handle through telephonic communications? And that's an excellent way to really kind of screen people to see, hey, does this person need to come in and get a full visit? or can we handle their health care just using an audiovisual app?
Yeah, and that's that accelerator part of this pandemic, right? You know, things that might have happened naturally over 5 or 6 or 7 or 10 years are now happening more rapidly.
Yeah, it is. And I think one of the things that really kind of was slowing that change in the curve was the fact that from a payer standpoint, a lot of payers were not recognizing the value of being able to do telehealth. And with this pandemic, CMS, you know, Medicare, Medicaid services, they were really on the leading edge of approving telehealth visits. And once they approved those as an option for healthcare, a lot of the other payers fell in line. And now that's becoming, I hope that when we're on the other side of this, I hope that this remains a permanent part of healthcare going forward, and that the payers and Medicare will continue to recognize the value of doing telehealth medicine, because it really is a very, very viable optional for many, many patients.
All right, Dr. David Bomberger. Dave, we appreciate it. Thank you very much, Doc. We'll talk to you soon. One of the good guys. Really good guys.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.